So, can I get your name?
Yeah, Celine Bianchi.
And you live in this area?
Yeah, I've been living in Point St. Charles for 6 years now. So.
And
7 years, actually.
And as you know, the squatters at the CSA were just evicted. Could you talk about why you supported their occupation of that building?
Well, I mean, it's a perfect spot, and I often pass by it, and I often thought, gee, why don't they have some kind of a cafe or something here? And I just found out that they wanted to build condos there, which is the last thing we need right there. I mean, we need a little bit of places where people can get together, you know? It's a very residential area, and it's becoming more and more residential. Everything that used to be a dépanneur, like over there, has turned into housing. Not low-income housing, but fancy houses. I think we need meeting spots in the Point, places where people can get together.
Yeah. And you're here with your children?
Yeah.
Three children?
Yeah.
Well, could I get your name?
Anik.
And you live here in Point St. Charles?
Yes, I do.
And so what did you see happen today?
Well, what happened is the squad came up, and a kid, a 15-year-old, was standing on his bike, and he came up with the shield, make him move, and he hit him in the face, and his nose started to bleed, and
he hit him in the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I guess the kid's got his nose broken because he started bleeding heavily, you know. That's bad. That's very bad. I understand that they want to stop the manifestation, but come on, you know, you can't hack like this towards kid.
Was this right here at the corner of Dublin and Hall?
Yeah, right there. It just happened so easily, so fast, you know. It's just, we heard it from our balcony, we came down, and it's just that big bullshit happening. Sorry about my words.
How long have you been living in the area?
7 years. 7 years, and it's getting wilder and wilder each year. It's getting bad. Seriously.
They had taken over, they had occupied a building, a factory, an abandoned factory along the canal near the corner of St. Patrick and Charlevoix.
Okay.
And that was yesterday, and today they were kicked out, apparently with tear gas.
Well, that's not right, but still, you know, they're not allowed to be there. You understand, like me and you, if we get caught in some place that you're not allowed to be, of course you're going to get kicked out, you know. That's not right with the gas, but if they weren't listening, you know, what can you do? If they don't listen, you have to do something. That's the force, I guess. That's the only thing I can say.
Supporting people that contesting, because we're living in a poor area and we need more community centers than anything else. And I see those guys that was walking right, they was passing right in front of my house. There was no violence. And I see police people, the policemen, they all have bulletproof. Look at them. You could see it. Take them picture. They have bulletproof for what? And why they here with a bulletproof and everything when anything happening other side in here? Why they will tell me? Why what intervention they will do here? There's nothing going on here.
How long have you lived in Point St. Charles?
I've been living in Point St. Charles for over 10 years now. And there's no violence, man. People are peace and love. It's unity, man. People love each other, man. Irish, black, Italian, white. We all live French, English. We live together. There's no beef, nothing going on. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know what is all that about. I think they have better things to do than that.